The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Okay, it's time for movies. Dee Malumbi and Brian Lloyd from Entertainment.ie. What we've asked them to do is not just pick out their best movies of the year. We instead asked them to pick out some of their favourite movies of the last decade that you should catch up on if you've missed, or perhaps you might want to see again. So, Brian, let's start with you, because you have picked one of my absolute favourites of the last decade.
The Death of Stalin. It is absolutely hilarious. And I have never seen a film so effectively kind of skewer modern politics by using the lens of communist Russia. It's incredible. Like you don't really kind of get how kind of ego-driven and how petty politics is. And of course, like, this is made by Armando Iannucci, who people will know from The Thick of It, from Veep. So clearly he's working in familiar territory. But what I love about The Death of Stalin more than anything else is the fact that it's not just one singular person who's been hilarious. Everybody is being hilarious. And what's also as well is the fact that they're doing it in such an interesting way, because it's set in Russia, obviously during the death of Stalin, but everyone has individual accents.
Their own natural accents. They're all natural accents. English, American, whatever. Yeah. They just speak in their own voice.
Absolutely. And it really does go to tell you how good of a performance everybody gives, that it doesn't once kind of, you don't question it for a single second. Like, say, for example, like Jason Isaacs, he plays Field Marshal Zhukov, and he plays him with this big, thick, broad Yorkshire accent. And it just absolutely makes sense. And likewise, Steve Buscemi, he's playing Khrushchev, and he plays him like this kind of like New York hustler kind of thing. And he's running around scheming the whole time. And again, you absolutely believe that Khrushchev is this like really wiry, frenetic kind of character that he's constantly like scheming and bullshitting his way through life. Like, so it's so well done. And like Michael Palin as well. Like, what a cast.
It is magnificent. I want to play a clip. I will give you the usual language warning on this.
You broke that there, sorry.
But this is where Stalin's autopsy is being interrupted by his son Vasily.
No. Oh, no.
Fuck my boots.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, boss. I wish I could take it for you.
Thick skull is, you know, it's an incredibly strong, hard skull.
Shut up.
We need to think about the Presidio.
Yeah, succession. We need to, that's his...
Who organised the Wurlitzer?
It's a respirator.
Did you use it?
No. It's American.
It's what?
What?
It's from his hospital.
It was his idea.
All right, let's just pretend his last six sentences never happened, because they ever find out that...
What are you doing to my father, you jackals? Murderers, you kill him!
Vasily, your father is dead.
You're dividing the spoils. Leave his brain alone. How old are you?
I'm old.
You're not old. You're not even a person.
You're a testicle.
You're made mostly of hair.
Vasily.
Here's your fucking arm. Here it is. Leave him alone. I will not...
Vasily, remember what Papa said.
Yes, but they have a machine and they're filling his brain with American lies.
Wade, gently through the river because there are snakes and crocodiles.
It's okay, Vasily. Everything's going to be fine.
This is not exactly fine, is it, Lee?
No.
It's not
not exactly fine.
My father's lying there with his head open.
Yes, your father's dead. Your brother is shooting a gun. It's not fine. You're right.
Come on. There we go.
You have all made a deadly mistake.
That is the funniest film of the decade.
It's and it's brilliant.
It is fantastic. If you haven't seen it, it's on Amazon Prime now. Jesus Christ, go and watch it, because it is absolutely brilliant.
Okay, your first pick, Deirdre. Can you live up to that?
Obviously, taking it in a very different direction, but I have picked Whiplash. There are a few movies that come in at about 90 minutes that are just so perfect and so succinct and to the point. And I think that Whiplash is just that. It's the directorial debut of Damien Chazelle, who would, of course, go on to direct La La Land. So this whole territory, again, is very like familiar to him because it's all about music and everything. I think Miles Teller gives a brilliant performance as the promising young drummer who enrolls at a cutthroat music conservatory. And then, of course, J.K. Simmons is just absolutely amazing as the conductor. He is so obviously, you know, kind of
intense.
Pure evil and intense. But at the same time, I also think that the film is a really fascinating exploration of ambition and how far you will go and how far you'll push yourself to accomplish your dreams. In that way, it's almost kind of a messed up version of like the typical Hollywood story.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of fascinating about it as well.
Well, let's hear a clip of this. And another language warning has to be given on this for those sensitive ears. This is where, after interrupting Andrew's performance by hurling a chair at him, Simms' character Terence Fletcher asks Andrew why he couldn't follow his tempo.
Why do you suppose I just hurled a chair at your head, Neiman?
I don't know.
Sure you do.
The tempo?
Were you rushing or were you dragging?
I don't know.
Start counting.
5, 6, 7.
In four, damn it! Look at me!
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now, was I rushing or was I dragging?
Uh-huh.
Count again.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Rushing or dragging?
Rushing.
So you do know the difference! If you deliberately sabotage my band, I will f*** you like a pig. Now, are you a rusher or are you a dragger? Or are you going to be on my f***ing time?
I'm going to be on your time.
What does that say?
Quarter note equals 215.
Count me at 215.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jesus Christ! I didn't know they allowed retards into Schaefer. Am I to understand that you cannot read tempo? Can you even f***ing read music? What is that?
Eighth note?
Yes, what is that?
Dotted 16th note.
Sight read measure 101.
Bubba, 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 bubba.
What are you, an a cappella group? Play the goddamn kit! Stop! Now answer my question. Were you rushing or were you dragging? Answer!
Rushing.
That's some bullying.
Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, I have to say, I think J.K. Simmons, when he won the Best Supporting Actor, I think that was the most deserving win in years.
Yeah.
He absolutely deserves the Oscar for that.
Your next pick is one I watched again recently, really enjoyed, from 2010, The Social Network.
Yeah, this is directed by David Fincher, written by Aaron Sorkin, stars Jesse Eisenberg, and I think what is his best role ever. I don't think he'll ever do as good as he did here. And it's interesting as well, I think, looking at how kind of, even today in the general election in the UK, how social media, how Facebook has shaped the next 10 years after this film was released, I think is interesting to look back on it and see where it began. And the idea of how, you know, ego and just that kind of messed up pettiness, or whatever you want to call it, that was at the core of the social network. Now, obviously, Mark Zuckerberg has come out and said, no, it was nothing like that, and it was completely Hollywoodized, and maybe it was, and maybe it wasn't, I don't know. But it does, like, that great tagline from it, what was it, like, you don't get to 500 million friends without making some enemies. I think that's perfect. I think that really does show just how devious the creation of Facebook
Justin
was.
Justin Timberlake was very good as Sean Parker as well.
That's right, yeah, and Armie Hammer as well. He was playing the Winklevoss twins. He was very, very good.
Andrew Garfield as well gave a great performance.
Yeah, yeah. As Eduardo Saverin, yeah. But it's a brilliant film, and I think it really kind of shows how kind of clandestine the creation of Facebook was. And, you know, when we see now how kind of secretive they are and how they won't admit mistakes, you can kind of see where that began, I think.
Okay, let's hear a clip, and this is where Jesse Eisenberg, playing Zuckerberg, acts like an arrogant jerk to his girlfriend Erica, played by Rooney Mara, causing him to get dumped.
I'm just saying I need to do something substantial in order to get the attention of the clubs.
Why?
Because they're exclusive and fun, and they lead to a better life.
Teddy Roosevelt didn't get elected president because he was a member of the Phoenix Club.
He was a member of the Porcellian, and yes, he did.
Well, why don't you just concentrate on being the best you can be?
Did you really just say that?
I was kidding. Although just because something's trite doesn't make it any less
I want to try to be straightforward with you and tell you that I think you might want to be a little more supportive. If I get in, I will be taking you to the events and the gatherings, and you'll be meeting a lot of people you wouldn't normally get to meet.
You would do that for me?
We're dating.
Okay. Well, I want to try and be straightforward with you and let you know that we're not anymore.
What do you mean?
We're not dating anymore, I'm sorry.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not.
You're breaking up with me?
You are going to introduce me to people I wouldn't normally have the chance to meet. What is that supposed to mean?
Wait, settle down.
What is it supposed to mean?
Erica, the reason we're able to sit here and drink right now is because he used to sleep with the door guy.
The door guy? His name is Bobby. I have not slept with the door guy. The door guy is a friend of mine, and he's a perfectly good class of people. And what part of Long Island are you from? Wimbledon?
Wait.
I'm going back to
my
door.
Wait, is this real?
Yes.
Okay, then wait. I apologize, okay?
I have to go study.
Erica?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I mean it.
I appreciate that, but I have to go study.
Come on, you don't have to study. You don't have to study. Let's just talk.
I can't.
Why?
Because it is exhausting. Dating you is like dating a Stairmaster.
Okay, your next pick, D, is from 2014, Keanu Reeves as John Wick.
Yes, John Wick. I absolutely adore this film. I'd say that this is probably my favourite film of the decade. I just think in terms of action, what Chad Stahelski did, he just completely raised the bar in terms of action. And I'm really happy that he brought it back to like actual practical effects.
Yeah,
again.
In
like
camera effects.
Like Keanu Reeves is actually like, you know,
Throwing himself around the screen,
exactly. I just think it's such a brilliant film. And then, like, it's just such a simple concept that the guy's wife dies, she leaves him this puppy, the puppy gets killed, and he goes after the guys. Like, it's just, it's high concept at its absolute perfection. And definitely, in terms of action movies, it's just completely raised the bar.
You have another action movie though, don't you, Brian?
Mad Max Fury Road. And I think every time I watch Mad Max Fury Road, I am amazed that it was made and nobody died when they were making it. Because some of the, again, it's that thing of like a practical in-camera effects. Like that scene where Tom Hardy is on the kind of the swing thing, and as he's going past the camera, the entire scene behind him blows up. That was all done for real. There was no green screen. There was no CGI. George Miller did that out in Namibia and actually did build all the cars, build all the sets. And I mean, if you go even further into it, like, I mean, you can take it at its kind of surface level. It's basically just, you know, a stupid action film about big giant cars in the desert. You go underneath it, there's, you know, an examination of, you know, society, women's role in society. He had that writer, I think it was her name, Eve Ensler, the woman who wrote The Vagina Monologues. She actually helped out with the script as well. Charlize Theron is incredible in it. Tom Hardy is brilliant in it. The music by Junkie XL is fantastic. The cinematography is brilliant. There's a brilliant black and white version of it called the Chrome Edition of it that is, I like, when people talk about like pure cinema, that absolutely is it, because you can watch that film without the without dialogue and the film still makes absolute complete sense. So that'll just tell you how good of a film it is.
Okay, your next choice, Dee, is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I know people will be rolling their eyes, but anyone who has seen this movie will be absolutely, in terms of animation, this film, like every single shot in it is like something that was painted. It's just so masterly. The soundtrack to it is so like cool and urban. I love the cast in it. Jake Johnson plays Peter Parker kind of having a midlife crisis, and Nicolas Cage is just brilliant playing this Spider-Man who is like noir and he's all like dark and
taking
gritty
it from
kind
Ballgar
of detective.
Kind of thing,
yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. John Mulaney plays the kind of Spider-Man,
Spider-Ham,
who's like kind of Looney Tunes inspired. In terms of animation, it's inspired by, like I said, the Looney Tunes kind of cartoonish style. It brings in anime, it brings in comic book features. It's just a gorgeous film, and it's surprisingly funny and emotional too. It's just brilliant.
Let's have a clip. This is where Miles has been driven to his new school by his policeman father.
Why can't I go back to Brooklyn Middle?
Miles, you're giving it 2 weeks. We're not having this conversation.
I just think that this new school is elitist. And I would prefer to be at a normal school among the people.
The people? These are your people.
I'm only here because I won that stupid lottery.
No way. You passed the entry test just like everybody else, okay? You have an opportunity here. You want to blow that, huh? You want to end up like your uncle?
What's wrong with Uncle Aaron? He's a good guy.
We all make choices in life.
It doesn't feel like I have a choice.
You don't! I love you, Miles.
Yeah, I know, Dad. See you Friday.
You gotta say I love you back.
Dad, are you serious?
I wanna hear it.
You wanna hear me say
I love you, Dad.
You're driving me off out of school?
I love you, Dad.
Look at this place.
Dad, I love you.
Dad, I love you.
That's a copy.
It's a good movie.
Brilliant movie.
Get Out.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I think, and not only that as well, seeing as how Us was released this year, I mean, people were kind of thinking, is this just a one-hit wonder? Was this a fluke? It's absolutely not. But yeah, Get Out. I think Get Out had so much intensity to it. There was so much subtext. It mixed humour. It mixed horror. It mixed racial tension and drama. The performances by Daniel Kaluuya, the script by Jordan Peele was brilliant. The cinematography was incredible. The music was incredible. And I think it's a film that you can watch it 5-10 different times and you'll get something new out of it every single time you watch it. It's just such a good film. Like, it's so, so good.
Okay, we have a clip where Chris is introduced to the neighbourhood by his girlfriend Rose. He's happy to bump into a fellow brother at the party, but all is not what it seems.
Good to see another brother around here.
Yes, of course it is.
Something wrong?
There you are. Do something with this.
Yes, yes.
Oh, hello. I'm Philomena, and you are?
Chris, Rose's boyfriend.
Fantastic. You two make a lovely couple.
Thanks. Oh, where are my manners? Logan. Logan King. Chris was just telling me how he felt much more comfortable with my being here.
That's nice. Logan, I hate to tear you away, dear, but the Wincotts were asking about you.
Well, it was nice to meet you, Chris. Goodbye.
Okay, Dee, you have gone for 2010. Christopher Nolan directed and written Inception.
Inception, yeah. 2010 was a really good year, it was, actually, for cinema. Yeah, yeah. Same year as The Social Network. I think that Christopher Nolan is genuinely like one of the best directors of our time. And I do think that Inception is like his best movie. You've just got such a brilliant ensemble cast. It is so smart and it's genuinely exhilarating, like as an action movie, as a sci-fi movie, it ticks all the boxes. The soundtrack by Hans Zimmer is absolutely incredible as well. It's also like touching and emotional. You have that whole storyline with Leonardo DiCaprio's character and Marion Cotillard's as well. I just think that it's a brilliant, thrilling movie.
Your other choice is Saoirse Ronan in Lady Bird.
Lady Bird. Oh, I just love this movie. Like, Brian and I have been talking about this more and more, but we're finding that the movies that we love the most are the ones that we make like a genuine connection with.
Yeah.
And watching Lady Bird for me was like watching my final year in school. I think I just really related to that whole, you know, Catholic girl upbringing thing, although obviously in Ireland as opposed to in America.
But it's very, no, it is. I do think it is one of those films. Maybe it's just because like we were of that generation that came up with that right before the internet. But it was very like, it was very much like, I think anyone who grew up in that era could absolutely relate to it and see the kind of same things.
And not
like,
just the school
even
thing.
Older people like me could relate.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it was very specific.
And Laurie Metcalf was great in as well.
Brilliant.
Let's hear a little bit where Lady Bird throws herself out of a moving car rather than listen to her mother berate her.
I want to go where culture is,
but
like
how
New
in the
York,
world did I raise such a
or at least
snob.
Connecticut or New Hampshire,
well,
where writers live in the woods.
Get into those schools anyway.
Mom.
You can't even pass your driver's test.
Because you wouldn't let me practice
enough.
The
way that you work, or the way that you don't work, you're not even worth state tuition, Christine.
My name is Lady Bird.
Well, actually, it's not, and it's ridiculous.
Call me Lady Bird like
Christine.
You said you would.
You should just go to City College. You know, with your work ethic, just go to City College and then to jail and then back to City College, and then maybe you'd learn to pull yourself up and not expect everybody to do everything.
I tell you, like, I have heard a similar variation of that conversation happen growing up. Like,
I can readily relate
to
that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Very
readily.
Part of that conversation,
exactly.
<were you? laughs> Okay, very quickly, Brian, Boyhood is your last chance.
Yeah, Boyhood. Filmed over a series of 10 years. Absolutely incredible. Ethan Hawke, Patricia Arquette gave a fantastic performance in it. It's so, so brilliant. If you haven't seen it, just go out and watch it because it's just incredible.
Brian Lloyd and Dee Malumbi from entertainment.ie. Thank you both as ever for being with us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.